No, I don't remember seeing many stone fences. However, there are, trying to think of what they call them, where they put two poles crossways like this, and then a pole across between them. You know, they'd be go every few feet, and they would make the wooden fences that way. And I notice now that the highway is used up by Rock Creek. They have used some over a swampy area, so they wouldn't have to. It's by the bridge. You should go down and up, and you'll go over that if you go to Rock Springs tomorrow. And they have these buck fences. I got it. Uh-huh.
Now, did they ever call it a pole? Is a pole the same as a rail?
Probably. Now, if I think of a rail, I think it's something that's been hewn or sawed. But I think it's used in some places. But a pole is a small, straight tree that's been cut.
Probably pine, I guess.
Yes, they're mostly pine. Our other trees aren't smooth enough to be good poles. Corral. Most of the corrals were made with pole fences because cattle get excited when you put them in a small place, and they could injure themselves on the barbed wire. Uh-huh.
What about where would you graze the cattle?
In the pastures. Around here, a lot of ranchers get permits to graze them in the mountains, but they're in the mountain pastures and they have to bring them down each fall. New farmland, plowed fields, and that sort of plowed and irrigated fields in this country. We